Welcome. Thank you for joining us here at ICGC Kairos Temple Podcast. Pastor Prince Nyako is the head pastor of ICGC Kairos Temple, serving under the leadership of Dr. Mensah Otabo. Pastor Prince is a dynamic preacher of God's unadulterated word, characterized with a strong prophetic insight and prayer ministry. He is a strong advocate for discipline and order in the body of Christ, with messages centered on fasting, holiness, prayer, and integrity. And now, to today's message.
Lift your two hands and bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Let His name fill your mouth. Let your words extol His name. Give Him the honor and the praise. For His banner over us is love. For His banner over us is love. Father, we thank You for Your love. We thank You for Your kindness. We thank You for Your mercy. But for You, O God, where will we have been? Thank You, Lord. Maro shada bahakas. Mere ketele bekabayas. In marakadalaba. Morondo zava. Bahani goshagende. Rekende ushanda. Labakata lebrondika mahandose. Mendo kovandi. Krende vadas. Zibondi kavahandis. We bless You, Lord. We thank You, Lord. Let Your banner be raised. Let His banner be raised. Let His glory be seen. We will celebrate our Lord. Oh, let His banner be raised. Let His glory be seen. We will celebrate our God. We will celebrate. We will celebrate our God. We will celebrate. We will celebrate our Lord. Let His banner be raised. Let His glory be seen. We will celebrate our Lord. Oh, let His banner be raised, let His glory be seen. We will celebrate our God. Oh, let His banner be raised, let His glory be seen. We will celebrate. Celebrate our Lord. For the last time, let His banner be raised. Let His glory be seen. We will celebrate our Lord. Father, we give You praise. And we give You glory. We thank You for what You are about to teach us. We thank You for Your eternal grace on our lives. We thank You for Your magnificent anointing upon our destinies. As we've gathered here to hear Your word, we pray for clarity of Your voice. I want you to thank God for your life again. Lift your two hands and thank God for your life. Just thank Him. Spend 3 minutes to thank God right now. Father, we thank You. I give You praise for my life. I thank You for every member of this church. I thank You for the life of every member of this church. I pray the Lord, every child is soaked in the blood. We give You praise for the life of every child. We give You praise for our properties. We thank You for protection over properties. We thank You for the gift of life. We thank You, the Lord, We have not been consumed. The year is going as planned. The year is going as scheduled. We thank you that we have been exempted from calamities. We thank you that our cars, our vehicles, are exempted from lorry accidents. We thank you for every professional in this house. We pray for a grace that will help them, Lord, to grow in their profession. We pray and come against the spirit of disfavor, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of wickedness against their careers, against their profession, against businesses. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. Thank God for the anointing to flourish. Thank God that you are flourishing this year. Open your mouth and thank him. I'm flourishing this year on every side. I will not dry up. I will not wither. I will not dry up. I will not die. I will not be insignificant this year in the name of Jesus. We lift our two hands and we bless you. We stand in the most holy place. We stand before your throne, room of grace, and we thank you for the grace you make available. We thank you for the mercy you make available in time of need. We give you praise and we give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Please take your seat. Take your seat. I'm teaching tonight on the last part of our diligence series. I want to end the series on a very, very good note. Sunday, I did part one and two of the lazy Christian, and I'm doing the part three of the lazy Christian tonight. So my title tonight is The Lazy Christian Part 3. Unfortunately, God has some children who are lazy, and I'm sure he's not comfortable with it. I pray that you will not be part of the lazy Christians in the kingdom of God. Matthew chapter 25, verse 26. On Sunday, I began with Matthew chapter 25, verse 3. And Matthew chapter 25 talks about the parable of the talent, the parable of the talent, where a master gave various quantities of talent to his servants. He gave some five, he gave one five, he gave some, even to the point of giving the last person one. And unfortunately, the one who had one was the one who wasted the master's investment. And this was the master's reply to this servant. He said, but the master replied, you wicked and lazy servant. It means that laziness is equated to wickedness. To be lazy is to be wicked. When you are lazy, Bible calls you a wicked servant. If you knew I harvested crops I didn't plant and gathered, crops I didn't cultivate. Verse 27. If you knew I did that, why didn't you deposit my money in the bank? At least I could have gotten some interest on it. You wicked, my point is, you wicked and lazy servant. For us to be lazy, it is for us to be wicked. So a Christian, a tongue-talking Christian, can be classified as a lazy or a wicked Christian when he becomes lazy. We have seen on Sunday that a man can be lazy in three areas. What are they? He can be physically lazy. You can be what? Mentally lazy. And what? Spiritually lazy. A lazy Christian is not going to grow in any area of his life. A lazy Christian will not grow mentally. A lazy Christian will not grow spiritually. A lazy Christian will not see prosperity. It's not possible to prosper with a lazy spirit, because laziness will not allow you to stretch. Laziness will not allow you to commit to simple things. How much more hard things? When you are lazy, even the least things of life you cannot achieve.
So laziness is going to be the reason why some people will not grow in life and some people cannot get certain things in their lives. Because greatness is not birth with a spirit of laziness. Even your spiritual life will not grow when you are lazy, because it takes work to study the Bible. It takes work to pray. Prayer is work. Everything about the kingdom, even serving God, is work. So if you are lazy, you are not going to grow spiritually. Nothing worth celebrating is birth on the platform of laziness. Nothing worth celebrating. If you want to be celebrated in your generation, you should not be a lazy Christian. That is why many Christians look stranded, because if laziness takes over your life, you are not going to be worth celebrating. When you see a man being celebrated in the kingdom, check his story. You will see that he's not a man or a woman who is lazy. A lazy attitude will kill your destiny. It's good to hear this message at this stage of your life. A lazy attitude will kill your destiny. A lazy attitude will strangulate your glory. It will diminish your glory. Because hard work and diligence pays off. But laziness will kill your destiny. A student who is lazy will fail. A student who does not want to stretch. Because when you are learning, you must stretch to learn. Many people don't like learning. Humans actually don't really like learning. So anyone that decides to learn and unlearn and relearn and unlearn and relearn begins to differentiate himself from his peers. And a lazy person cannot learn, unlearn, and relearn. So if you want to stand out in your generation, that is why I'm not even talking about that. You have to learn to learn, learn to unlearn, and learn to relearn. That is when you begin to separate yourself from your peers. Laziness may look attractive, but work gives satisfaction. Laziness has a nice attraction because it is a deceit. It is deception. Laziness is deception. It gives you a temporal comfort. It gives you a temporal joy. It gives you an easiness that seems nice to your body. But it's going to kill you, and it's going to allow you not to take work serious. Every lazy man does not like work. Every lazy woman does not like work. Now, what does laziness do to a man? When a man is lazy, let's look at some of the things that laziness can do to you. A sluggard is a man who is a habitual lazy. He's habitually lazy. That's a sluggard. So a lazy man is a sluggard. He is always lazy. He cannot do anything for himself. He's always filled with excuses. That is a sluggard. And we are going to look at, when you want to see, when I was preparing on laziness, I realized that the Bible talked about lazy people a lot. It means that you can be lazy and I can be lazy. God knows that you can easily be lazy. So when you go to the book of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes, especially Proverbs, God took his time to write about laziness and address the subject of laziness. Sometimes you think that laziness is physical. It can be very spiritual. So we are going to look at what happens to a man, or what laziness does to a man. What type of man will come out of a lazy life? Number one, laziness destroys self-motivation. Laziness destroys self-motivation. Laziness destroys self-motivation. Listen, you cannot be an achiever if you are not self-motivated. If you are not self-motivated, you cannot be an achiever. There is nothing you will have the quest and the desire to achieve. If you don't have self-motivation, a lot of us always want people to encourage us. You want to hear, oh, a pat at your back. And when the encouragement is not coming, you want to stop. But you see, that is laziness. Laziness will kill self-motivation. You must be self-motivated while you are doing what you are doing, why you must do what you must do, and why you must go the way you are going. You must be self-motivated because life is not easy. Life is not won on a silver platter. There are going to be challenges. There are going to be tense. There are going to be resistance. You are going to meet obstacles that comes across. You come across obstacles in the pursuit of your vision. In the pursuit of your plan, you are going to meet challenges. And if you are not motivated, I mean, it took motivation for David to kill Goliath. David was, if you study the Bible and you study about David, the other time he came back and they've come to ransack people's wives, including, that. What did the Bible say? And David did what? Encourage himself. They didn't say the servant of David encouraged David. No. The Bible said David encouraged himself. So you must have self-motivation. If you have to achieve anything, anything worth celebrating, God will not achieve anything for you without you involved. So where you stop is where God stops. And this is what laziness will do. It will kill your self-motivation. When a man is not self-motivated, he will achieve nothing. You can't even help him. Because every help you give him, he will waste it. Because he's not self-motivated. When the prodigal son took his portion of the money, estimated $13.5 million thereabout, he was not self-motivated to become anything in life. He just took it, got some friends, and blew it off. It is hard to help a lazy man. It is difficult to help a lazy man. A lazy man is that one that you hold the hands, take him to the seaside or the water body, and then he's expecting you to hold his mouth, put it in the water, and move the lips, and raise the head so that the water, that is a lazy man. But you don't take somebody, you don't direct somebody to the water side and then still fetch water into his mouth. When you are directed to the water side, that is help. And when you get there, you must be self-motivated as to why you went to the body, the water body. Why did you go to the river? Why were you helped to the well? Because you were thirsty. So what are you supposed to do? You must find by all means how you can drink water. But a lazy man, he's never self-motivated. And this will lead you to blame everybody around you. You blame your mother, you blame your father, you blame this, you blame that. If my father was Dangote, if my mother was this, if I was born in this kind of family, if I was born in the US, if I was born in Germany, you are not self-motivated. The same place you are complaining, people, the Bible said, and Isaac dug and dug and dug until he got a breakthrough. Listen to me. If you walk in laziness, we will not achieve anything. The dreams, the talents, the callings, the mandates, the assignments, the purpose God has put on your life, it cannot be realized if you walk in laziness. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6 to 8. Proverbs 6, 6 to 8. The Bible says, go to the ant. Give me the subversion. Go to the ant. Take a lesson from the ant, you lazy bones. Learn from their ways and become wise. Verse 7. Though they have no prince, nor governor or ruler to make them work. Verse 8. They labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. They have no leader. The ant has no leader. He is not
motivated before. Have you seen the ant hill before? You have seen it with your eye, but you don't know what goes, like the architectural structure. When you go home, go on Google and type the architectural structure of the ant hill. You'll be amazed. These are animals, insects. They have no leader. They have no instructor. They have no motivator. They don't have any cheer, a cheering person. Go on, go on, go on. You can make it. No. There is no leader for these ants. But the Bible said they labor hard during the summer. They will build their ant hill and store food, so that when the rains come, they have enough food for the season. Laziness will kill you. Yeah. Laziness is killing a lot of people in our time. A lot of people. The ant is able to make his own provision in the summer. He's able to store up food. He's able to build himself without anybody instructing that it is summer. Build. No, it will build. Solid building. When the rains fall, the ant hill will still be there. Now, you have to. So that is the assignment. When you go and look for the architectural structure of the ant hill. It's part of my preaching. It will amaze you. You will have no excuse. I wonder who, even the termite hill, they are able to build the queen's chamber. And you just have to see the queen's chamber. And they have no instructor. There is no instructor. Even the quality of the clay, how they mix it, nobody is instructing them. But laziness will kill your self-motivation. There must be a drive within you that you are not a failure. You cannot fail. You cannot go off Christianity. You cannot leave this calling. You cannot leave this assignment. Whatever you find yourself doing, you must tell yourself, if you are a student, you must come out well. If you are a worker, you must be top-notch. You must be top-notch. You must know what you are saying. You must know what you are writing. You must know what you are doing. You must do the work in such a way that when your boss comes to look at it, you were self-motivated to do it well. Laziness will not allow you. A lazy man will never be self-motivated to take up new challenges because he lacks self-motivation. And therefore, you see that life will not see new victories. When they are talking, they give old testimonies. Oh, I remember those days, 10 years ago. No, if you don't take up new challenges, you will not have new blessings. New blessings are due to new challenges we confront, we take up, we embrace, and we execute. A lazy man will not take up new challenges. Because laziness doesn't want sweat. No, it doesn't want sweat. A lazy man, I give you that example again. You take the person to the riverside and he will expect you to open his mouth and pour water inside. A lazy man is like a disabled man, excuse me to say. It's just like Mephibosheth. Lazy men are fetched. You will fetch them and have to take them to a particular place of blessing. And when you get there, you literally have to lift them and push them. But you see, when you become lazy, like, let's say, excuse me to say, like the state of Mephibosheth, people will cheat you. When the king gave the land for Ziba and his children to labor on it and bring the dividends to Mephibosheth, Ziba and the children were cheating Mephibosheth. They would take 19 over 20% or 9, and they bring him 1/20. They would divide the harvest into 20 and bring Mephibosheth only 1 over 20. You see, laziness, that means that laziness is not going to make you end your life as a great person. I bind the spirit of laziness out of you in the name of Jesus. A lazy man lacks drive in life. They cannot drive. Look at the life of Jesus. Jesus was not lazy.
From one town to Capernaum to Galilee to this to that. And they walk, they jump into boat. Listen, if you allow laziness to stop you, some of you, because of laziness, you cannot do your morning devotion. You can't do your morning devotion. You have not been able to do morning devotion for 2 weeks. You have, even 1 month, you have not. It's like you have not. That is pure laziness. Don't bring the devil inside, because you see, when you make your mind to do something, the devil cannot stop you. But when you become lazy to do it, then the devil comes. He says he gives work to the idle man. He will find something for you to do. He will stop you from doing the right thing when you become lazy. You only see your blessings when you walk out of laziness. See laziness as an enemy to your destiny. Forget about a witch if you are lazy. Because laziness is powerful than a witch. Because when a man is lazy, he lacks the drive to walk spiritually. And when you don't walk spiritually, you allow the devil to ride over you. Hallelujah. You only see lazy men at the location where they are helped. You never see them make progress from where you help them to be. For 2 years, 10 years, 20 years, you go and come and they are still there. That is not the kind of life you want to live. You can't live your life being at the place you were helped. If somebody gave you one talent, you saw what the master told the guy in Matthew 25, 26. He said, you are wicked, wicked, lazy servant. There are Christians. Look, the fact that you are not even winning souls, you are wicked. You are being lazy. We are being lazy. Yes. The fact that we are not even reaching out to people, the lost, is spiritual laziness. It's wickedness. Because we know the truth. You know the truth. There's no persuasion. We are not persuading anyone. We are not. We don't care. It's like we are just waking up, going to work, waking up. We are hustling for ourselves. We are hustling for ourselves. There is no drive to win a soul. We have the gift. We have the gift of grace. We have been called into the ministry of reconciliation. And we are not reaching out. It's laziness. It takes a drive. It takes a passion. And passion is opposite laziness. At the end of this teaching, I'm going to show you how to kill laziness in your life. Because of time, laziness will make your life a handicapped one. Your life will be handicapped. Yeah. Number two, laziness causes us to be unprepared for the future. Laziness will cause you to be unprepared for the future. Laziness produces irrelevant and unprepared people for the future. Irrelevant and unprepared people. I told you, if you are going to marry, avoid the lazy man. No matter how handsome he is. No matter the money you see, you think he has. If you are going to marry, avoid a lazy woman. No matter how beautiful, no matter how you think she is looking like, no matter what she does. If the person is lazy, it's a preparation of an irrelevant life. It's a preparation for an irrelevant life. A lazy man will not pray. A lazy man will not read. A lazy man will not do the extraordinary. A lazy man will just, I want to put it in my words, he will just be there. He will just be there. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 7 to 11. Let's go from 7 to 11 quickly. Proverbs chapter 6 from 7 to 11. Though they have no prince or governor or ruler to make them work. Verse 8. They labor hard all summer, gathering food for the winter. Verse 9. But you lazy bones, how long will you sleep? When will you wake up? Verse 10. A little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of their hands to rest. Verse 11, then poverty will bounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Laziness will make you unprepared for the future. Yes. Because, you see, in the future, a lot of thrones will be empty. A lot of opportunities are bound to come. A lot of chances. You remember, time and chance happens to them all. A lot of chances are bound to come. A lot of vacancies. Every position now will be vacant in the future. But laziness, some of us, you should have finished your master's by now. You should have taken the second master's. You should have gone to do your degree, but you are just there. Opportunity will come. Some of you, you should have built up your character, your ethics, your persevering spirit. You should have built up a lot of things for the past 3 years, 2 years, 5 years, nothing. Because building personal character, it is not a lazy work. Building even your CV is not a lazy work. Anything that must be built will not require laziness. So what type of future are you planning for in the next 10 years? In the next 15 years? In the next 20 years? Yes. What are your dreams? Dreams will remain ideas and fictions in the hands of a lazy man. Because it takes hard work. It takes diligence. It takes competence. It takes determination. It takes sweat. It takes tiredness to see dreams materialize. A generation of comfort is what we have today. The ant works hard to prepare for the future. In the summer, it is working to gather for the future. That is not a lazy person. The future is for those who will be prepared. And those who will be prepared are not those who are lazy. One day, they'll be looking for a leader. One day, they'll be looking for an MP. One day, they'll be looking for the best surgeon in Ghana. One day, they'll be looking for a professor. One day, they'll be looking for something somewhere, and it will take someone who prepared. They'll look at things. We don't just put people anywhere. We want to be great, all of us, when we are praying. Lord, make me great. Greatness is not birth in laziness. That is what God wants us to know. The lazy Christian will fold his hands and be looking into heaven, waiting for manna, whilst others are laboring and tilling the ground. Even God is a worker. I showed you last week, this Sunday. God is the worker. He rested on the seventh day after he has finished his work. The Holy Spirit is a worker. He brooded over the earth when it was formless. Jesus is a worker. Greater works than these will you do. Then our day we should be workers of workers. Because Jesus said, greater works than what he has done is what we are going to do. I work the works of my Father whilst I am here on earth. Those were the works of Jesus. He said, My meat is to do the work. So if God is a worker, if Jesus is a worker, if the Holy Spirit is a worker, when God created man, essentially, after he blessed man, okay, after he blessed man, he gave him the garden for him to till and keep, dress and keep. So your main purpose being alive is to work. It's a problem if you are not working. And work is antagonistic to laziness. You have to be, your head must be doing something. Your hands must be doing something. Your heart must be doing something. Your legs must be doing something. Your spirit is work, 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 work. God used 6 days to create the world and used 1 day to rest. If you change it, you are a lazy man. Yeah. Lack of preparedness for tomorrow will waste your prayers. If you pray more, prepare more. More prayers, more preparations. More prayers, more preparation. Whatever you are asking for, you must be prepared for it. Whatever you ask for in prayer is a call for preparation. More prayers, more preparation. Your tomorrow is with you today. Write it down. Your tomorrow is with you today. How your tomorrow will look like is with you today. You determine it today. Your tomorrow is with you today. Your tomorrow is with you today. How your tomorrow will look like is determined by you today. Prepare for tomorrow. Laziness will not allow you to prepare for tomorrow. Number three, laziness brings sadness. Laziness will command sadness on the life. Laziness will bring sadness on your life. I bind the spirit of laziness out of your life. Proverbs 21, 25 to 26. Proverbs 21, 25 to 26. Laziness will bring sadness. You will not be happy. Proverbs 21, 25 to 26. He said, despite their desires, the lazy will come to ruin, for their hands refuse to work. Yes, you will not be happy as a lazy man. You will not be happy in life as a lazy woman. Verse 26, he said, some people are always greedy for more, but the godly love to give. Emphasis is on 25. Give me the message version of 25 quickly. Yeah. Laziness will bring sadness on your life. The lazy life will have a miserable life. Listen, say, lazy people finally die of hunger. How? Mobile. Hunger kills lazy people. He said, lazy people finally die of hunger because they won't get up and go to work. Yes. Man is made to work. Man is made to work. So laziness, if you entertain laziness, you will be miserable. You will feel unachieved. In fact, laziness can lead you into suicidal tendencies. Yes. So be careful how you are entertaining laziness in your life. Run away from laziness. Divorce yourself from laziness. Yeah, laziness will not make you happy. You will not achieve. You think when they are running the race, when you are watching competitions, it's not easy. Even watch the footballers. They will be sweating profusely throughout the match. It's not a joke. Some footballers have died on the field. One of our Ghanaian players that was buried, he died on the field. We have seen a Cameroonian Vivian Foe dying on the field. Cardiac arrest, the pressure of the work. So you have to understand that if we are lazy as a church, we will not even grow. If we don't stretch, if we don't push, if we don't dare, but we remain in our comfort zone. Because the comfort zone is the killer of destiny. It will kill your tomorrow. It will not cause you to hurt yourself. Your future will only be bright when you hurt yourself today. You have to stretch yourself. You have to do things. You have to sacrifice. Your spiritual life will continue to be weak. It will continue not to grow. You will not grow spiritually if you are lazy, because there are times that you need to take more of the word in order to push through that phase you are in. Please, are you here? Sadness will be your life if you walk in laziness. Give me the TLB of that verse. Then I'll move on quickly. The lazy man longs for many things, but his hands refuse to work. He is greedy to get, whilst the godly love. You see, the lazy man, the most annoying thing is that laziness will cause you to desire great things. You'll be there, you'll be dreaming of a lot of things. But what you must do to get what you need, laziness will deny you.
I'm praying that this series is going to change somebody's life this year. You are going to be very, 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 very diligent and very, very hardworking. I pray that God will put in you a heart of a diligent spirit in the name of Jesus. There are men who had different spirit. Caleb and Joshua, they had a different spirit. Receive a different spirit in your generation. Receive a different spirit in your family in the name of Jesus. Even as a church, we must be careful not to be comfortable. Yeah, you can have a very cozy church and you are, no. You have to be ready to stretch. We must be ready to do more to get to where God wants us to be. The funny thing about laziness is that at the point that you are being lazy, you have something to sustain you. So you are not thinking that tomorrow what you have will finish. If you look at a plant, the root of a plant, there is the, I've forgotten the names of the root, the smaller ones. The big one is the buttress root. What about the sponge one? So you see that the sponge one represents laziness. They don't go deep. They are around the peripheral. But the tap root, the buttress root, it goes deep. So it's in search of water that the tree will never lack water. Laziness will not let you go deep into destiny. You will just be playing around your life, be wasting the time. Look, any friend that is wasting your time, you have the permission to disconnect. Any friend that has nothing to do, be afraid of friends who will call you to come and watch football when they know you are not achieving anything. They are using the football to console you. So you go, you laugh. And maybe these are friends, they've gone to work and come, and they are using the football to relax. But they know you are not working. And when it's football time, they will call you. They will come and pick you and go and drop you. Tomorrow will be interesting. When I talk about tomorrow, I'm talking about the future. It will be interesting. And it will be beautiful for those who did not walk in laziness. Lack of work makes a life miserable. Yeah. Too many young people just wake up and they are asleep. Have nothing doing. Christians have nothing doing. How do you get prosperous? How do we get achieving? They put in their heart that they want to build a tower that will hit the heavens. And they started building. And because they were not lazy, they were achieving their aim until God came down and confused their language. Yes. When you decide to be lazy, God will step back because he's looking for men who will work with him. Yes. We are the workmanship of God, not the lazy bones of God. We are the workmanship. Say, I'm the workmanship of God. Oh, say, I'm a workmanship of God. Proverbs 15:19. A lazy person's way is blocked with priors, but the path of the upright is an open highway. Give me the old King James. I'm looking for a word. The way of the slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but miserable. Miserable. The way, that means you are going to walk on thorns. Like, it's a painful life, a very saddened life. Don't live a life of laziness. Laziness will hurt your life, that's it. Your life will be hurt. Every lazy man is bitter. Every lazy man is envious. Yes. Every lazy man is jealous because their life is bitter. Their life is painful. A lazy life is painful. Avoid it. Avoid it. Don't worry, at the end of the teaching, I will show you how not to be lazy. And if you are lazy, you will fight it out. Yeah, I'll show you the 15 weapons. I'll just mention them. You use to fight out laziness. Laziness will make your life a restless, a miserable, an unhappy and a dissatisfied life. You cannot be satisfied. Every time you look at yourself and you feel miserable for yourself. Because laziness has no strength to achieve anything. So as the years goes on, you look at your life and you feel empty. You'll be miserable. You'll be sad. You'll be unhappy. You'll be disappointed. Diligence will give you a happy future. I thought you'd write that one down. Diligence will give you a happy future. A very, very happy future. A very, very happy future. Number four, laziness brings poverty. Laziness will bring poverty. Proverbs 24:30-34. Laziness will bring poverty. I am not saying every poor person is lazy, but I'm saying that when you take a life of laziness, you are bound to be poor. Yes. Every poor person is lazy, because there are other circumstances that can make somebody poor. Like the musician whose story came up. He said he used to have 17 luxurious cars, houses, whatever. Through marriage, he lost everything. Based on his words, you can see that poverty is not just a function of laziness. That I am poor today doesn't mean that I'm lazy. Are you here? People can gather and lose. People's investment, people's funds, financial funds that broke down. People had money. I know somebody who had 800 and something thousand, 1 point something, 5 million. So the fact that somebody is poor doesn't mean that he's lazy. Okay, so don't go around telling poor people they are lazy. Because sometimes you hear people talk like poor people are lazy. No. There are people in the village who are very hardworking, but they are poor. But I'm trying to say that when you take the path of laziness, you'll be poor in many things. Not just in finances, you'll be poor in many things. The Bible said, let's read from 30 to 34. It said, I walk by the field of a lazy person, the vineyard of one with no common sense. It means a lazy man is a man who doesn't have common sense. Yeah. So actually, a lazy man is a foolish man. You can write it down. I'm not the one saying it. That's the interpretation. Go back to the 30. He said, I walk by the field of a lazy man. It means if a lazy man can have a field, but what type of field? He said, the vineyard of one with no common sense. Amplified version of this verse. I like it. Of this verse. He said, I went by the field of the lazy man and by the vineyard of the man lacking understanding and common sense. It means the lazy man lacks understanding. He lacks it. Message version. I'm loving the teaching. One day, I walked by the field of an old lazy bones and then passed the vineyard of a lord. He didn't have any detail there. So go back to the NLT. Let's round to 34. So move to 31. I saw that it was overgrown with nettles. It was covered with weeds and its walls were broken down. That's the field of a lazy man. He doesn't have common sense. He doesn't have understanding. There are Christians who lack common sense. There are Christians who lack understanding. They lack it because they are lazy. So the lazy man is a foolish man. May you not be lazy. Yeah, may you not be lazy. Like that servant. He's a foolish man. They gave you one talent. So the boss was saying that, if you know I'm a wicked person, in the first place, why did you take the talent? Number one. And when you took the talent, if you have put it in the bank, I would have gotten an interest. Literally, the boss was telling the servant, you're a foolish man. So if you become lazy as a Christian, the Bible equates you to be a foolish man. You lack understanding. You lack common sense. The common sense is that, hey, you said you want to be great. You want to be great. How do you want to be great? You lack understanding.
So when we become lazy, we lack understanding of the things that should make us great. He said, then as I, so his field is full of weeds, and because he's a lazy man. He's a lazy man. Then as I looked and thought about it, I learned this lesson. What was the lesson? A little extra sleep. I told you poverty will do what? Laziness will bring poverty on you. Instead of the field bringing him a good harvest, he said, a little extra sleep, a little more slumber, a little folding of arms to rest. Verse 34, the answer is there. Then poverty will bounce on you. Don't just bind poverty. Overcome laziness. Tell yourself, I will not be a victim of laziness. Oh, tell yourself, I will not be a victim of laziness. In the name of Jesus. Tell your neighbor, don't be a victim of laziness. Yeah. Don't be a victim. Don't be a... He said, then poverty will bounce on you like a bandit. Scarcity will attack you like an armed robber. Oh, God. Maraba shakataya baya. Lebra katala baba baba yada. Maybe it's not immediate. Maybe you are lazy, but nothing is showing. But eventually, you'll be poor. If you continue being lazy as a Christian, eventually you'll be poor. If you are lazy in fasting, eventually you'll be poor in spiritual strength. If you are lazy in holiness, eventually you'll be poor. If you are lazy in prayer, eventually you'll be poor. Spiritually, you will lack energy, power. If you want to be poor and never be respected, because even the wisdom of a poor man is not regarded. If you want to be poor, if you want to always look miserable, if you want the generations after you to be miserable, continue to be lazy. Yes. Continue to be lazy if you want to be miserable in life. If you want to be looked down upon. No one looks down on a rich man. Have you realized that? Yeah. No one looks down on a successful person. No one looks down on an achieved person. If even the person is an illiterate, nobody dares to look down on. But if you are unachieved, expect people to look down on you. It's natural with man. Yes, expect. If you are going to do your engagement, your uncles come. Let's say one is from Germany. And one is staying in your hometown. Be honest. Who earns more respect from you? They are all uncles. But which one? The one from Germany. Maybe he's hustling there. But just the fact that he's a bugger. And he has come and he gives you 50 euros. If you don't achieve, if you don't rise from laziness, if you don't rise from laziness, honor will be far from you. Yes. An honorable man is not a lazy man. An honorable man is not a lazy man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I know you don't like the message, but there are Christians who are... Sometimes we can be lazy. We are doing 21 days of prayer. You do 18 days, you stop. Laziness. When you see, look at the breakthrough that God gave Israel against the wall of Jericho. If you are lazy, you cannot attain that. You cannot, you may not be seeing the miracles and the breakthroughs of God because you are not ready to go the way God has asked you to go. It can be a difficult journey. It can be a challenging journey. It can be a bleeding journey. It can be difficult. It can be a land like you are planting, but nothing is growing. You are planting, but nothing is growing. We walk by faith and not by sight. But you shouldn't give, okay, I'll come to that. I don't want to jump what I want to do. I want to end well. I want to run you through this world. Number 5. Laziness causes a man to be full of excuses. Yes. Laziness. In fact, nobody will want you as a friend, as a lazy man.
Nobody, no serious minded person will yearn to have a lazy man as his friend. And if you have friends, there will be people who can't help you anywhere. A lazy man may receive help from a man, from a helper, for some short period. But when the person discovered that you are lazy, no, look at how the man dealt with the last servant. Do you think that he's going to commit anything to his hands again? Straight. And then it took him, the man wasted the talent, threw him into something. When you continue to be lazy, people will be tired of you. Yes, your place of blessing will be taken away from you because you have become unproductive. God says that he prunes the, he cuts off the branch that bears no fruit. Yes. That is why you lose certain friends. That's, you see, don't be forming your own philosophies and when you started breaking through, he has forgotten about his friends. What type of friend are you? Because he has realized that where he's going, you are not ready to stretch the way he wants you to stretch. So in order to still love you, he has to part ways with you so that he will love you from a distance. There are people in your life, they become a liability. You drop them. You love them, but you don't engage with them actively. If there's a lazy man in your life, you have all the permission to walk out of him. Else you soon also become lazy. You will soon develop a lazy spirit. Because laziness is a spirit and it is transferable. If you walk with the lazy, you'll be lazy. If you walk with the wise, you'll be wise. But the companion of fools shall be what? Destroyed. Yes. And remember, we have found out that to be lazy means to be a fool. So a companion of a lazy man shall be destroyed. Yes. I don't want to have members who are lazy. If you are lazy, we will see it at the end of a period. After 5 years, after 10 years. You see, laziness is not seen in the immediate. A life of laziness bears fruit at the end of a period. So we may see you. You can be busybody, but you are lazy. You are lazy. You are not doing something that you should be doing diligently. Are you here with me? So laziness causes a man to be full of excuses. Proverbs 26, 13. Proverbs 36, 13. 26, 13. Proverbs 26, 13. I told you, all the things about lazy people are in Proverbs. Oh, my brother. The lazy person claims there is a lion on the road. Yes, I am sure there's a lion out there. You see, this man is just lazy. Instead of him moving out to go and work, he said there's a lion. And you see, those days, the cities were walled with security. Even military attack was difficult. How can a lion enter the city? No, those days, cities were walled, like, let's say, Lashibi. Lashibi will be walled, tall, and you have watchmen on it. You have even the lighthouse on top, a very tall tower that watchmen take turns to be there. So how can a lion enter inside the city? He's just lazy. They just find excuses where there shouldn't be excuses. Every time you engage them, they have an excuse. Every time they are late, they have an excuse. Lateness is a sign of laziness. If you are a chronic late comer to church, to assignments, it's a sign that you are lazy towards something. Are you here? The lazy man will justify why he cannot work. Yes. He will just justify. Sometimes coming to church, my maintenance in America online. But the person can come to church. It's laziness.
people who give excuses at work. You know, there are some people who you work with, they are full of excuses. Today they will go to an engagement. The next time they are going for funeral. The next time their auntie is this. They are, every time they are alone, they have an excuse. They are lazy people. Because they are not being diligent to their work. Let me go to number six. Laziness makes you to procrastinate. Procrastination becomes your lifestyle. When you are lazy, you postpone things. I'll do it tomorrow. I'll do it tomorrow. There are things you should have done 3 months ago, you are yet to do. There are things you should have checked on 5 months ago, you are yet to do. Every time you are supposed to do something, you want to procrastinate. That's a lazy man. A lazy man plays delay tactics. Adia also, you know, on you. Obey, yes, I will do it. I will do it. There are some spouses like that. I will do it. 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 Such a man, you can't achieve anything. No. Procrastination is the thief of time. Have you heard of that? Yeah, it's a thief of time. I will do it. I will do it. Tomorrow I will do it. They never do. Do you have a friend like that in your life? And you yourself, you are some. Yeah. Tomorrow I'll do. Tomorrow I'll do. Tomorrow I'll do. Okay, God gave you an instruction. Every day, the day you are born in the week, fast. Oh, okay, I'll start next month. I'll start next month. I'll start. Next month comes. Oh, after Easter, in the resurrection power, we used to start. To pass. There are a lot of things God has asked you. Not even God. We shouldn't be saying God too much. It's like you know you must be doing and you procrastinate. You are supposed to start investment on your own. Start a monthly 50 Ghana. When you do 2 weeks or 2 months, then you stop. It's all about when laziness is on a man, he doesn't want to stretch to do anything. Anything. Proverbs 24. Quickly, please be fast. I want to mention how to counter laziness before I close, else I have not preached. Proverbs 24. Those too lazy to plow in the right season will have no food at the harvest. They are too lazy. They drag their feet. If you are a worker, don't drag your feet. Be instant in season and out of season. Because of time, number seven, laziness makes a man never to complete his task. Laziness makes a man never to complete his task. Every work you give them, they are either late or they don't finish it. That if you are like that, you are a lazy person. You don't finish work. When they give you work, you don't finish. You have an excuse why you couldn't finish. If I had this, if this one has called me, I thought this, I thought that. That you are a lazy man. Proverbs chapter 12, verse 27. An unfinished work is unrewarding. Yes, it's unrewarding. So your life will be empty. You'll be void of blessings, rewards. Because you don't finish anything. You don't complete anything. But the nature of God in us starts something and completes it. Yes, you must start and finish. And wherever you are brought on board, whatever is committed into your hands, you must finish it. He said, lazy people don't even cook the game they catch. But the diligent make use of everything they find. So when they go into the forest and they come with an animal, they don't even cook it. They leave it. They don't finish the work. They are always on baked cake. Ephraim, they have the picture of Ephraim. On baked cake. Don't be somebody that you don't finish work. A lazy man, you will not be honored. You will not have rewards because you don't finish work. A work undone is not rewarded. If I say, come and do something for me, and you don't finish it, I won't pay you. Yes, you will not be rewarded. And if you are rewarded, you are rewarded partly. So people that achieve, people that complete their work, they will have more rewards
And at the end of the day, your routine is going to determine the outcome of your entire life. So if you are a lazy person, your routine will be laziness. And at the end of the day, your life will be empty of rewards. Laziness. Finally. Laziness causes us to oversleep. Oversleeping is a sign of a lazy man. You see, your sleep must commensurate with the type of work you have done. O de onye ejume bia o ba o da no wada undi obi aka no wada. Like averagely, a man is supposed to an adult is supposed. When I use man, when I'm preaching, I'm using it as a unisex. So women, don't be worried. We are not doing gender balance here. We are preaching the word. Okay. Is a man should sleep like 7 to 8 hours, between 6 to 8 hours, for you to have a healthy life in a day. 6 to 8 hours every day. So if you are not sleeping that period, your body will sleep. So that means if you sleep at 10, minimum, you should get to 4 a.m. Maximum, you should get to 6 a.m. You can't sleep at 10 and wake up at 8. Should I repeat that? Hey, the message is not nice at all. Pastor, I sleep. Okay, if you work very hard, then that one fine. But you know, you don't work that tedious. An adult is supposed to sleep between 6 to 8 hours. But if consistently you are sleeping 9 hours, 12 hours, 10 hours, it's laziness. Scripture. Proverbs 26:14. We've looked at it. But give it to us again. A little sleep, a little slumber. So that a little is like a little more. Another version said extra sleep, extra slumber. That means there is a quantity of hours you must sleep in a day. And if you are not sleeping up to 6 hours a day, you are injuring your body over a long time. Sleeping is a blessing, but oversleeping is a curse. Sleeping is a blessing. If you can't sleep, there's a problem. It's a disease. But if you oversleep, the disease is laziness. So you must have a sleeping period between 6 hours and 8 hours. If you overstretch your body, you can extend the sleep. That is a rare time. Rare. It's not. I'm talking about when you are talking about something, you don't talk about the. As I'm talking, somebody's like, but Pastor, there are special cases. If you are like that person, when you are listening to a message and you are always thinking about, but there are special cases, you can never be wise. You will never be wise, because when you draw the graph of events, the middle of the graph is called a dumbbell shape. It contains a lot of the data. It's only rare sites. It's like those who receive the Holy Ghost baptism. How many of you just received the Holy Ghost baptism? Like you were in a service and then they said, when you give your life to Christ, the Holy Spirit will come into you and begin to pray in tongues. How many of you? Hardly. Rare people. You can literally count those who. There were people that when they were giving their life to Christ, Lord, I accept that I'm a sinner. I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. Then, bam, they began to speak in tongues there. I began to speak in tongues. I went to my senior pastor's house. I was sweeping the house. An associate pastor Pastor Kilson. He asked me, pray, Nana, do you speak in tongues? I said, no. He said, begin to speak in tongues. And I began to speak in tongues. But how many people will have this? So when you are talking, you look at the general, you have to learn to sleep well. 6 to 8 hours. So that you don't enjoy your body. And don't oversleep. Now, what do I do? What are the medicines against laziness? What are the medicines against laziness? The sin of laziness to God. Laziness is a sin. Your confession is good because it conscientizes you that you have identified and accepted that laziness is a sin. And you want to repent from it. So confess to the Lord the sin of laziness. Number two, develop a joy for work. Develop a joy for work. Develop a joy for work. Number three, develop a test towards work, a yearning. Number two is joy for work. And number three, yearn to work. Don't be lazy. Your house is bushy. You pass through and go. Your windows are broken. You don't repair it. There are cobwebs in the house. There are cockroaches in the room. Your carpet is dirty. Have a test to work. When you go to work, don't just, maybe your work is to fix this flag here. When you finish fixing, you just fixed it. Have a test to work. Is it okay? Is it at the right place? Is it where? What else should I do? I have to position this well. Have a test. Be somebody that people know that upe juma. Have the heart to work. There are people that you can see that they don't like working. They don't like work. So people even don't call you at your workplace. When there's extra work, your boss won't call you. There are people you don't call them, but you call other people. Have a joy for work. Have a test for work. Number four, tell yourself that it is only through work that you can be blessed. Let it sink in your head that it is only through work. What I do with my hands, that I can be blessed. Abraham was blessed because he was a worker. Isaac was blessed because he was a worker. Jacob was blessed because he was a worker. Joseph was blessed because he was a worker. It was not just because he was carrying the anointing or he's carrying revelation. Some of you just walk, you say, you believe you have revelations. Like when they start talking about spiritism, then no, you'll be poor. You'll be poor. Revelation, angels, mystic. No. No. You'll be poor. The hands that doesn't work must not eat. You must tell yourself that it is through work. It is through work. Jesus obtained a name above all other names. Through what? Work. The finished works of Christ. That is salvation. It's through work that we get a name. And the Bible said a good name is better than riches. So it is through work you earn a name. I'm provoking you tonight. A lazy man does not have joy for work. He doesn't have any zeal for work. He's just there. He's just there. Number five, discipline yourself to rise early in the day. If even it's a holiday, discipline yourself to rise early. Yeah. Discipline yourself to rise early. For Ghana, it's a holiday, but on the timetable of God, it's not a holiday. So wealthy people don't have holidays. The holiday you enjoy, they see it as loss of money. So Ghanaians typically are always looking out for holidays that they won't go to work. And when their bosses are calling them, they won't pick. They'll be looking at the ta 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 ta. That's a typical. Number six, be time conscious. There are two things I'm talking about time. The first one is be time conscious. If you want to fight laziness, be time conscious. What time do you attend to the thing? I don't know, but it's not only unbelievers who are seamstress and tailors and carpenters and they can waste your time. And these are Christians. So where does, like, what is Christ teaching you as a Christian? Can you be a seamstress, a Christian seamstress, who is time conscious? They will wait a day to the wedding, then they will sew the thing. Who thought, like, we are just not, I don't know. If you want to fight laziness, be time conscious. So the time is set 5 minutes earlier. My watch is 5 minutes earlier. Be time conscious. Curse lateness. Curse laziness. Don't be late. Like, it shouldn't be known of you to be late. Lazy people are always late. Yeah. The next thing about time is that value time. Apart from being time conscious, value time. I was talking to an apostle yesterday. And I realized that when we are talking, his line will go off at a particular time. I have to call him to show me. There's some setting on your call. He has set it every 10 minutes, it will go off. So whilst you are talking to him, after 10 minutes, it will go off. Then after 10 minutes, he called. And when he called, I said, Apostle, this has happened twice. He said, yes. He did it. They did some promotion. So he did it. And when it was over, he loved it, so he kept it. And he said, the reason is that if you call him and you are talking foolishly, after the 10 minutes is off and it goes off, he won't call back. You assume it's network and it's off. Because he doesn't want to waste time on things that does not matter. Value time. Every time, as we have been in this presence, this time will never, ever, 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 ever come again. What did you use it for? At least you use it to hear the word. Some of you are lazy. Your breakthrough is delaying because you are lazy. Yes. And laziness can have different forms. Yeah, in some way. It doesn't look like the normal laziness, but you are being it. There is something you must do, but you don't value time. You think yesterday will come again. No, 26th. ICGC 40th commemorative, the next commemorative will be 80th or maybe 50th or 70th. 40th is gone yesterday and it's gone. Value time. If you don't value time, you will waste 2024 again. Number seven and number eight, choose your friends carefully. Choose them carefully. Your inner caucus. Choose them carefully. Choose your friends carefully. Number nine, avoid idleness at all cost. Avoid it. Avoid idleness at all cost. Avoid idle people at all cost. Avoid idleness at all cost. Number 10, do everything to the glory of God. That will kick laziness out of you. Everything you are doing, you got a contract, You are working here. You are doing this. Even as a pastor, I'm not pastoring to get a clap from anybody. I'm doing it to the glory of God. Yes, to my best of capacity. Whether you are grateful, you're ungrateful, I'm doing the thing to the best of my capacity. To the best. Yes. And it is to the Lord. If somebody decides to be ungrateful, I'm just doing it to the glory of God. Number 11, use your working hours to work. Use your working hours. Don't be that typical Ghanaian worker. Work. Work. Use your working hours. Work. If your brains are not working, your hands should be working. If your hands are not working, your legs should be working. If your legs are not working, your heart should be working. You must be working. If you are at work, if you work at the corporate world, working hours is not market hours. May you call market aba because you're shopping. I want a government who will pay by hour. Yes. I want one of them to promise that system. No monthly pay. Hourly pay. Yes. Hourly pay. And the economy will change. Hourly pay. Hour. So if you go, you work 8 to 5. They will check whether you work 8 to 5. That day, no, they pay you. You go. If the outsiders are doing, why are we not doing it? Because we learned democracy from them. Yeah, we need to be able to do that. Number 12, add passion to whatever you do. Whatever you get to do, whatever you are doing, do it with all your heart, all your mind, and all your might. Add passion. If you want to kick laziness out, add passion. Add passion. Add passion to whatever. Add zeal. Add commitment. Add some fire. In whatever you are doing. Number 13, see laziness as an enemy of progress. Write that one down. See, identify laziness as an enemy of progress. Number 14, never justify your laziness. Never give a justification why you are lazy. Never. When Noah was building the ark, I think that he had a lot of challenges. A lot. There will be a lot of challenges. When God spoke to Abraham, he could have had a lot of excuses. The challenge was, if this Isaac dies, is there anyone coming again? Don't justify your laziness. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. No. Nyasa. Don't justify. Be ashamed when you become lazy. Don't be proud of yourself when you are lazy. You should kick yourself out of that zone. And the last one, think about the rewards of work. Yeah, if I finish this work, what will come? If you don't work, you will not be rewarded. And it's the rewards that make you rich and make you wealthy and gives you a sense of fulfillment. It's the rewards. As a pastor, the rewards is seeing the church grow. The rewards of the late hour prayers, Friday all night. The disciplines here, don't do this. Let's do this. Let's sing like this. Let's do this. Let's arrange the chairs like this. What should we do? Oh, it's coming together. It's coming together. Hard work. Think about the rewards. By 20th year of this church, It will be beautiful. 12 years, 13 years ago, we never imagined some of the things we are seeing. In the next 20 years or 10 years, let's look at the rewards in your life in the next 20 years. If you stop being lazy, just imagine the rewards. When you get a work doing, the little, maybe you had your caterer, they say, come and cook for an outdooring. Do it well. Do it well. Do it well. Go beyond. A new customer, give him new packages for free. Do it well. Somebody will ask, when I am out, I see me see. That's all. Recommendation begins. Look at the rewards of work and hate laziness forever. I want you to put your hand on your heart and pray that, Lord, let the spirit of diligence, competence, determination, hard work come upon me tonight. For the rest of the year, as the second month is wrapping up and we are about to enter month 3, Lord, Mahakashata Kavahayas, in the last 10 months of this year, let me achieve what I have not been able to achieve in the past 10 years of my life. Every area of my life that is working with laziness, I decree and I declare, I divorce myself from the yokes and the partnership with laziness in the name of Jesus. I bind the spirit of laziness operating in my spiritual life. I bind the spirit of laziness operating in my financial life. I bind the spirit of laziness operating in my marital life. I bind the spirit of laziness operating in my destiny. I bind the spirit of laziness operating in my mental faculties in the mighty name of Jesus. What I must do after today, I am rising to do in the name of Jesus. Antimic Kabalata. If I have to go around my wall of Jericho, I am going around my wall of Jericho after today in the name of Jesus. Arise, O my soul, unto tax. Arise, O my soul, unto the spirit of diligence in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of sluggishness. We bind the spirit of the sluggard in the mighty name of Jesus. Our hands will not be sluggish. Our minds will not be sluggish. In the name of Jesus, we will value time. We will be time conscious. We will value time. We will not waste our days. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. And everybody shall shout a big amen. Oh, shout a big amen. Don't be lazy in your shouting. Shout a big amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
The message you just listened to is from ICGC Charis Temple. To connect with us, you can like our page on Facebook at ICGC Charis Temple or follow us on Instagram and Twitter at ICGC Charis. We would like to hear of how God is blessing you through this podcast. To support this podcast, please click on the profile button and click on support. Thank you, and God richly bless you.